When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Rich Frankel is with us on the Bison Automotive Live Line this morning, former special agent in charge of the FBI in New York. And we're talking about the mystery in the Bahamas, the disappearance of Lynette Hooker in the Bahamas, has really captured interest across the country. This is the wife of Brian Hooker, who's been missing now for over a week. She fell overboard from a dinghy. Rich, do you feel like this case will remain unsolved? Or do you think that we'll get some answers to this?
I think we'll get some answers if we can find the body, or if law enforcement, of course, can find the body. The Coast Guard is still searching. They're doing a search and recovery for the body. It's very hard. Hopefully the body floated, and it's not below the surface. And also, using the science of the of the tides and everything that the Coast Guard is very adept at, I'm sure they've, tried to narrow down the search location. However, that's still going to be very hard because of the islands. Could the body have washed up, into a shoreline and is hard to find? Is the body just floating out and for some reason went in a different direction where, creatures, did they have any, say kind of in what happened with the body? So there are a whole lot of different elements that are going into where her body could be. But that being said, they have found bodies in the past, after a week. And so they're going to continue to search, and they need that because they need to do the forensics on the body. They need to see if there are any indications as to what happened to her either before she fell overboard or as she was falling overboard and how she actually died. Was it by drowning, or was it something else that might have aided in her death?
I mean, there could be something else there, right? But I mean, how in depth can forensics go? Where, I mean, if she fell off a boat versus being shoved off a boat, would you really ever be able to tell that?
No, you're right. If it's just a push, it would be very hard to tell. But if there was a struggle, there would possibly be other indications, scratches, other, bruising or something along that line. Maybe she would have, some of Brian's skin under her fingernails. So there could be other indications. Maybe she was struck before she fell in the water. So that would all go into the forensics that they would gather. But this is a hard case in the sense of, it's really just two people there. There's no electronic evidence from what I can tell. She fell overboard supposedly with the phone in her pocket, there doesn't seem to be any indication that anything was videotaped, recorded or that such. And then Brian also didn't go to the boat itself. He said because he had, you know, she had the keys and she had the phone in her pocket when she went overseas or over the boat. He then, you know, rowed back to shore, which took him quite a while because of the heavy seas, according to Brian. And then it took him even longer to find somebody who could assist him and let the Coast Guard know that she had fallen overboard. So she had been in the water already for quite a while before there was even the beginning of that search. But going back to the forensic, because of all that, there is not a lot of evidence that is out there. I think the investigation itself is looking more at, you know, possible motives for why this might have happened. You know, looking at the past between Brian and Lynette, between Brian and other members of his family, and then just speaking to, you know, friends, family, and looking at financials of Brian Hooker.
You know, we are learning that they had a rocky marriage, and that is fueling a lot of the speculation here. Brian Hooker was being held for a time, and then he was released. Could he leave the Bahamas if he wanted to?
That, you know, what I'm not sure right now. You know, when he left, he was interviewed, and he said, "I'm going to stay until they find Lynette's body," and that, you know, could be, you know, completely accurate, but that could also be a little bit of cover because he might have been told on the way out of, you know, out of jail that he is not allowed to leave the Bahamas. And that would not be unusual for a case like this, you know, where somebody is under investigation and you're in a foreign country, and that country, just like we do here in the United States, they have the right to control their borders, who remains and who leaves. And so they may have told him that, you know, you're free, you know, you're free to go from the jail, but you can't leave the islands yet, at least until a further time. I'm still waiting to hear more about that from the prosecution or law enforcement.
Does it seem like, you know, whenever you watch these true crime documentaries or whatever, obviously there's way more cases than there are documentaries, but it always seems like the people who get away with it are not necessarily the people who commit the perfect crime and leave no, you know, trace and nobody ever finds out what happens. It seems like there's a lot of these cases where there's something where everybody has suspicion on one guy, or everybody seems to know exactly what happened, but nobody can prove it.
Yeah, you know, if he doesn't speak to anyone and he hasn't texted anyone and, you know, he's not communicating with anyone, that makes it even a harder case. You know, something's not a secret when you tell one person, you know, when you tell, you know, when two people know something. And if he's kept it to himself and it's just him knowing this, it's a very hard case. And that is one of the areas I think that law enforcement's looking at. Not, you know, that he has told anyone that he committed the crime, but did he have any communications before Lynette went overseas that would indicate that he was going to do something like this? You know, did he, you know, send texts to her, you know, about, you know, that he wanted to hurt her, he wanted to kill her or anything along that line? Did he say that to any of his friends, you know, when they were hanging out? You know, there are allegations of that he may have abused her. And again, these are allegations as far as I'm concerned, nothing proved yet. But there are allegations that he may have abused her. There are allegations that he actually put his hands on his young daughter and choked her back, you know, when she was being homeschooled. So there are some indications that he may have had either a violent history with his family, or that at least he had a history where there was this this conflict between him and Lynette. And so that, I think, is where law enforcement is probably focused on, to see if there's anything that they can get to prove motive if they do find a body. And that's the other thing. You know, even though we all believe that she's probably passed on, you know, that she's died at this point, there is no proof of that. He said she went overboard, but we don't have the body yet to prove that she's, in fact, dead.
All right. It's a really interesting one for sure. Rich, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.